This is, of everything we've said, this is the episode that's going to get us canceled.
Is this embarrassing? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes.
No, bitch, it wasn't awkward until you made it awkward by saying awkward.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Awkward.
Social podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast. My name is Jose Chavez. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. I'm here with Ariel Washington. How you doing, Ariel?
Here.
Yeah, you're here. That's good. Yeah, we had that conversation earlier. I was expecting getting by, thriving, stay hustling.
You know when the week's been so hard, you can't even do the lie of oh yeah, good.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times when people are how are you doing? And you're oh, I'm good. Really behind that is I'm in a sense of a state of existential dread.
Yeah.
But you can't say that.
I mean, I can.
Damn it.
I can hide in plain sight when it comes to things that I'm processing. But if a person says, how's your day going? I'll be like, oh my God, so many things went wrong. I will just do that. I'm only adjusting it because I realize that's not what people want to hear.
Yeah,
people don't want to hear the truth. They don't even want to hear a response. I can't tell you how many times somebody's like, hey man, how you doing? And then I'm like, I'm great. How are you? And the conversation has concluded.
Yeah, they don't respond.
Yeah. It's well, all right. Well, then why did you ask?
No, it's just this is comedic. We keep it light here.
Yeah.
But the state of the world and then work and everything on top of it. Sometimes it's just what's the point?
No, I'm right there with you. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Send in the asteroid.
Yeah. I feel like if this was the movie Armageddon, I'd be like, you know what? We don't need to send Bruce Willis up. Let's just
hang out with your family.
Let's just see what happens. Could we have done any better? It's a show that should have ended two seasons prior.
Yeah.
And just didn't, because they keep renewing it because they are we've locked in the talent. We want to hold on to this for a few more seasons.
No, we're actually one of those soap operas that's been on since the early 70s that's lost the plot and now
mm-hmm. Which is
everyone's fucking each other and you're like, wait a second, weren't they already married before and is that guy related and how long is he gonna be 50?
So she had amnesia, so they fell in love all over again.
Yeah, wait, that's his evil twin.
Yeah,
he's possessed.
It's yeah,
that's what Earth is like now.
Yeah,
it's just you can't keep track of the thread, and every time you look up there's worse shit than you saw.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that guy was a bad guy the whole time, is that why he had an eye patch?
Yeah,
you just think that about so many people in the world. And I always tell people, be ready to lose your heroes. Be ready to lose.
Oh, I've stopped having heroes.
Yeah.
There's a couple I can't get rid of. And if that news comes out, I'm just going to have to deal with it. I know I'm going to get all the text messages are you okay? And I won't be, but I'll do the right thing and acknowledge the fucked up situation.
Yeah. There are people, people always ask me, who would you be devastated about losing? I was like, everyone.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want anybody to come out to be a fucking monster. Yeah, it's like, oh, you know what? I'd be okay with losing this person. No, fucking, for that reality to exist, that means there has to be a victim. I'm not if I'm going to lose somebody.
And then just on a personal level, it's like, you had memories to all these people. You just hope that they could all be decent.
Yeah, I know. When the Epstein list came out, I was looking
you were
up.
You fuck, I love Epstein, weren't you?
I was like, God damn it, Epstein. He was first on the list? No, I was looking at my posters on the wall and being like, okay, so if we lose Michael J. Fox or Lucas or anybody associated with any of this shit, I'm just going to have to empty my room out.
Yeah,
and
you're just going to have a room.
It's just going to be an empty room with my podcast equipment, and I'm just going to be I'll be my own hero. And then things come out about me, and I'm like, oh, great, I can't trust anyone.
It's just going to be you and that Jaws poster, and then you're going to find out how fucked up the mechanical Jaws was. Yeah.
The shark said a lot of racist things. And he's like, I refuse to work with all these immigrants.
He was anti-abortion.
He was very much
which is wild because he was out here eating children, but, yeah. Don't let me have my freedoms.
Yeah, he's
typical male.
He's like, you chose to get in the water.
Look at what they were wearing.
the swimmer asked for it. Did you see? But people say, who are your heroes? I'm just Superman. I'm going to go with somebody who who is like fictional, who cannot, unless
Lucifer.
Yeah,
like, he tried so many times to warn humans and we just weren't listening.
Yeah, my bad, dude. My bad. Oh my God, there's like a Christian somewhere being like, what?
What did she just say?
This was my favorite podcast up until that moment.
That moment filled me with joy.
Yeah, I can. I heard the cackle. I heard it.
I'm just imagining someone listening. They're like, did she just say Lucifer?
Yeah.
She said Lucifer, right?
I don't know if your mom listens, but I would love it if your mom just
My mom would say wilder shit than I've ever said. Yeah. I got to keep my mom off radio.
My family has.
She's of a different generation.
I'm kind of surprised how many people in my family have become religious. But like
later, right?
Later, yeah.
It's
but
weird.
I can hear it.
But no, getting back to what was I just cackling about?
Lucifer.
Yeah.
All loving Lucifer.
Yeah.
All loving Lucifer,
or as I like to call him, Bay. Mm-hmm. no, but like, listen, I grew up in the church. I grew up Baptist, Southern mm-hmm. Baptist. Like I say, in the church, we went every Sunday. I wasn't like in the church.
I got a question. What's the difference between Southern Baptist and Northern Baptist?
I don't think there is a Northern Baptist.
I
think it's just.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't fucking know. Maybe I don't know. They don't teach us where we come from. They just teach us the propaganda.
I would
Why
love
do you think
it.
I left.
I would love it. I was like, I was raised Northern Baptist.
I was raised like, Central Baptist.
Yeah, Southeast Baptist over here.
Pacific Northwest Baptist. What's up?
It's just like different gangs. East Coast, West Coast Baptist. What
is that now? What the different sects of religion are? Just different gangs. I'm Presbyterian.
Yeah, Presbyterian motherfucker.
Yo, we the Catholics in the house.
Oh shit! Here come the atheists.
I don't know much about Catholics. Actually, I know a little, but no, like there are a couple arguments or debates that I've had, especially my days in the church, which is why I'm not there. Like you ask questions about where does this come from, and it doesn't go well in the church.
Yeah,
at least in the Southern Baptist crew. Mm-hmm. But. SB.
We're throwing up gang signs. You guys can't see it, but we're throwing up gang signs.
So first you do an S, and then you do a B, and then you do prayer hands.
Yeah. for my faith, it's just the middle finger with the stick across. So it's a cross.
This is, of everything we've said, this is the episode that's going to get us canceled.
I mean,
we're not going to be on next week.
You know what?
It's my fault. I'm sorry.
You know what? I just want to say I apologize that I had to, unfortunately, let Ariel go to be able to continue this podcast. But you know what? God is great. God is good. What if God was one of us?
Just a slob like one of us.
Yeah. Just a stranger on a bus.
Trying to make his way home. There's gonna be Gen Zers like, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
But no, like the two arguments I made, I think I've told you one on here, was when I was like, you know, Adam and Eve, when they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they were ignorant.
Yeah.
So how did God expect them to know the difference between right and wrong, obedience and disobedience, if they didn't know anything?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That seems a little unfair. Sorry, that just rubbed me the wrong way. I get it. I was like 7, 8, but it didn't seem right. The punishment didn't fit the crime.
Oh, I get it. I understand. You're not. I'm not disagreeing with you. This isn't a disagreement phase.
Okay,
this
cool.
is a okay. I'm listening.
But then the reason why I'm reading my Bible again, other than for the chuckles,
mm-hmm.
is because I'm like, I don't remember a story that they taught us where Lucifer physically did anything evil.
Yeah.
Now, I've read lots of stories of God like turning people in salt, sending bears to kill children, ordering a dude to kill a son, then being like, gotcha, just kidding, April Fools.
Sight.
You know? Fucking flooding the earth.
Yeah.
You know, spraying down his seed on a young virgin and then having her have his kid just to watch that kid grow up and die.
Why was God running a frat house?
Yeah, like, God was unhinged. So unhinged that he made like a list of rules like, oh, okay, well, thou shalt not, mm-hmm. and I am vain, so don't talk shit about me.
If you want to get into Kappa Kappa heaven, you gotta.
But, Omega. But like, Lucifer has conversations with people, and he's like, hey, Eve, if you eat from that thing, you're not going to die, bro. And she's like, what? And he's like, you're not going to die. You'll just know shit. And then she did, and she knew shit. So yeah. Literally, he told her the truth.
Yeah.
And then we got periods. Cool. I wish guys had gotten periods too. Well, like, we if we could apple. Both bleed. Yeah, you did.
Well, we ate it after.
You ate the fruit.
Yeah.
I know I said apple, but I think it was like a pomegranate.
I think it was a Snapple bottle. You opened up the cap and it had the information on
it
there.
It was fruit by the foot.
Yeah.
It was a fruit roll up. It was a gusher. I'd be so mad if I'd original sin was over a gusher or a Sour Patch Kid.
Like, really? Or not even like the knockoff ones or something. Like not even like an off-brand snack.
A lime runt? Really? You just like, couldn't
like one of those up? One of those things that's like wrapped in a strawberry wrapper
oh, yeah, from the candy that from grandma's pinatas. Have?
Yeah. Yeah, like that. A Werther's. Just
where do you even get those? those candies don't exist. I think they just appear at a certain age.
They exist. You can get them at a party store that's like in Pacoima. Like they definitely exist.
Really?
Yeah, you can absolutely, because I used to work at a party store where we would sell those and I would like pluck those out. Okay, one quick tangent. How stupid I was as a child.
I'm kidding.
I had a neighbor who told me that you can make a lollipop using one of those, but the way that he explained it to me, it makes me so mad that I thought that somehow there would be a metamorphosis when it comes to this. So he goes, you take that wrapper, the one with the packaging that looks like strawberry, and the candy itself, and you place it out on the sun. You pour a little water on it, and then the next day, the paper that's on it will wrap around, like extend like a stick, and now you'll have a lollipop. So I did this, and I put my last piece of candy out in the sun, watered it, walked away, came back the next day, fucking ants everywhere. It was all soggy. The paper was all soggy. And I was so mad that I was cheated this one piece of candy. And this dude looked at me and his plan was to find wherever I did this and just swap it out to fuck with me. And he just forgot.
He just
forgot. So now I'm over here fucking gutted over this candy that did not work Lucifer. Out. That was Lucifer. Yeah, little fucking Lucy just
with was loose.
Up to his own, up to no good, just up to his shenanigans.
Oh man, Lou, what are you doing?
Don't fuck with a 14-year-old that way.
Wait, you were 14?
No, I'm just fucking with you. No, I was like 6, maybe.
You're like, come on, 17-year-olds are impressionable.
Yeah, you know what? The last year of high school, things can get real tricky.
But yeah, dude, like, even with Jesus, the days of temptation, he was just like talking to him. And then Jesus was like, no, I want to be with my father. He's like, all right, let's see how that works out. And then what happened?
Yeah, fucking got.
Jesus got crucified.
He got crucified. But he's like, you know what? Jesus is kind of a cool guy. He hangs out with the sex worker all day. It's just him and a bunch of homies just fucking not working. Like,
so you could understand why Lucifer was like, oh, this must be my people.
Yeah.
Plus, this was his nephew anyway.
You know when you're like out and about?
Lucifer's the cool uncle.
You see a bunch of like teenagers or 20-something-year-old dudes just walking around talking like in a group. That was essentially Jesus and his friends. Like, yeah. They were just with smoking their ideas. Cigars and like philosophy left and right. You know?
Here's the thing, though.
What's up?
In 2024,
yeah,
Jesus would have a podcast.
He would absolutely have a podcast.
It would be him and his homies around like a table.
Yeah,
breaking bread, eating like fish.
And you know, he's like he like regularly guests on Rogan. Like that's just his thing.
Yeah. And Rogan's like, so this wine thing.
Yeah. What's your dad's deal? Like what? Like he creates the universe and then we can't fuck in it. Like he has a problem with us. Like does he really not like two dudes fucking one another? And Jesus is like, I'm not really about that. I just want to talk more about, you know,
like being good to people.
Being good to people. Like, you know, if you have an attitude, just have some drinks.
Jesus,
relax.
You and Mary Magdalene. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Yeah, you guys, you got some kids. You're not a virgin, dude, right? You're like,
you're like 33.
You're like 30. You know what? Like,
Jesus, can you make me taller? They keep buying these airplanes.
You got abs. You got like a job as a carpenter. You're working for your uncle. Like, you know, like, I feel like you ruffle some feathers, dude, but you're an influencer. I'm sure you got like.
Could you imagine the last Supper episode of that podcast?
Yeah.
Just Jesus sitting there talking to me like, yeah, and you know, switching up a bit, one of you has got to betray me.
Yeah.
Just seeing everyone like, yo, what are you talking about? Jesus, Jesus, what?
They're at a steakhouse and like, just
They're Olive Garden.
They're all pitching in together, like to
buy with a Papa Jones.
But one guy doesn't want to pay.
Yeah,
and like you know, they're just like that guy. I had a feeling you always come with us, but you never bring cash. Yeah. By the way, we are just digging a hole deeper and deeper with this conversation.
If anyone's listening to this and like, they're serious.
What I love is this is going to come out on both Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday. So it's going to come out on a day where they're just going to be like, oh, my goodness. My God.
I didn't mean to talk about Jesus' sex life again on Ash Wednesday. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Well, technically it's Tuesday, so I didn't blaspheme yet.
Yeah, you know what? I know, Tuesday is Fat Tuesday. It's the day you're supposed to get all that shit out of you. Yeah, that's why you got Mardi Gras. You just, like, I'm going to be a fucking glutton. I'm going to be a glutton fucking. Like, it is going to be...
You're welcome. I am honoring religious traditions right now,
yeah.
Even though I'm not. That's how you can be hashtag tolerant.
You get all the sins out of the way today. So if you're listening to this, it's too late. You should have
gotten the sins out
yesterday. Yeah. Oh
do not God. Laugh at these jokes today. No,
if you're laughing at these jokes today,
oh no,
you got to start Lent over tomorrow.
Oh, buddy.
My friends, my buddies.
Let me tell you.
You got to dial it back. You got to edit undo on this one.
Yeah, you done fucked up. Got to wait until next year, 2025. Yeah.
Finish this podcast the day after Easter. And that's when you can get back to the misbehaving.
We should add a spoiler alert at the beginning that says, like, hey, if you're celebrating Lent, don't listen to this episode until after Easter.
I'd rather them find out this far into the episode. I want them to find out in the middle of the episode.
That we just like, fucked up their Lent. Damn it.
Yeah, like, I got to start over again. You know, it's like, by the way, what do you give up? Have you ever given anything up for Lent?
No, I've never celebrated Lent.
I have. Well, I've never celebrated the in terms of like church and all that, but I've done the Ash Wednesday a couple times in my life, but the actual Lent, it's just more the exercise that I like to give something up, you know, and I gave up chocolate, I gave up soda,
mm-hmm.
I've given up, I'm trying to remember which one that was really stupid. I'm like, I remember one of them was like, I'm going to give up. I remember one was like drinking, but the thing is that I don't drink enough for that one to really count. So it didn't really make sense. I gave up bread once, you know, like,
oh no,
that one was hard.
Yeah.
That one was hard. But
what are you giving up this year? Puns?
God, no. I'm trying to put a couple shows together that are going to fall well within Lent. That is going to be impossible.
You're not going to give up puns?
I don't know what I would be able to give up. I don't do anything enough to be able to, I could say, well, I'll give up, you know, reading comic books, but it's like, I'll anything that I do, I can take long periods of, it has to be like a real sacrifice, a real practice or whatever it is.
And yeah. Can I be like 100% real with you?
Yes.
I didn't know what Lent was until like my early 20s. Mm. And I found out because the dude that worked at my Vons had like the ash on his forehead, and I was like, oh, you know, like, I'm thinking he's at work, let me help out. And I was like, oh, you got a little something?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, it's for Ash Wednesday. And I was like, what? And he was like, Ash Wednesday, like this super well-known thing. And I was like, huh,
yeah,
okay.
But
as long as you know it's there. But I was like, I don't know if we ever went to church when they did Ash Wednesday. Like,
probably not.
During some years, we were more like holiday church people.
Yeah.
Like, there was a long stretch where we went to church every week, but then, like, it tapered off, and we were like, we'll be there at Easter and the Christmas extravaganza. But
by the way, Wednesday sounds like the name of, like, some girl from your middle school. You know what I mean? Like,
it sounds like a pop star.
Ashley Wednesday, you know? Yeah.
Like, it sounds like a gothic pop star.
It sounds like a Hannah Montana type character.
Like her evil, like, alter ego.
Yeah, like, oh my God, did you hear that Hannah Montana has to go up against Ash Wednesday the same night? Yeah,
and the prize is $50,000.
Yeah, but if
it's always $50,000.
If Hannah Montana wins, she saves the park.
You know, one of my favorite genres of those teen movies is always like, something's going down. Yeah. You need an exact amount of money, and then there's a competition for the exact amount of money that you need.
Yeah,
like, it's never like, hey, if we win this, we could at least get halfway there.
Yeah. I love the kid logic of raising money, that it just, I understand, but I don't know. Like, I remember as a kid trying to raise money myself. I know I told the football story recently,
mm-hmm.
But there was another one where I was trying to raise money to go to space camp. That did not happen. That did not happen at all. And I remember being like, well, I have like
go to space 2 weeks. Instead.
I have 2 weeks to raise this much money. Didn't fucking sell a thing. Didn't raise a goddamn dime. And I was like, oh my God, is it this hard to get people to like buy chocolates? Is it this hard to, I'm like, I love chocolate. How could it be this difficult? But then I was like,
you know, because they've got 30 kids coming up to them selling
like,
chocolate.
Hey, you want to buy my chocolate? And I think I would go up to somebody after somebody else had just gone up to them. I'm like, you just bought a chocolate from him. What about if you now buy one from me? Oh, that was your last dollar? I understand. Yeah. I was not
nice
a smart
BMW,
child.
Sir.
Yeah. Oh, I would not go after the wealthy people. I didn't. There was no tactic to the way I did things.
I was too adorable for that shit. I was like, sir, would you mind helping us? Yeah. And he's like, ma'am, you are 25.
Jesus. The Girl Scout cookies. It's Girl Scout cookie season.
Oh, I have to hide. When like someone, if I'm going to the store, I time it so that I'm like walking in behind someone.
Yeah.
And so when they get stopped, I kind of stick in their shadow and then go in unseen by the Girl Scouts. And it's a shame that this is the world that Girl Scouts have created for me.
Yeah.
Where I have to like
they've inconvenienced
John Wick level stealth hide from them.
I would have gone with an Ocean's 11, you know, like trying to sneak into the casino.
Yeah.
I bought some over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
but I remember being like, okay, I'll get this box and I'll get this box, but I'm not going to get it until I walk out because I don't want to walk into the store with this. So I tell them like, just hold these two for me. Great. Great. Go in, buy some shit, come out. There's three boxes waiting for me. And I was like, oh, I only wanted two. Well, I guess one more wouldn't hurt. And I was like, wow. Oh, God damn it. At the same time, I was like, well, I knew I was going to go through these cookies pretty fucking quick, and yeah. I did. You know what?
You missed an opportunity to teach a lesson.
I did, and I absolutely...
And be like, oh, no, I don't want this one. Thank you, though.
I wouldn't mind.
And then watch the little twinkle dim a little bit.
While I lost an additional $6 for this chocolate, all I could think to myself was like, well, maybe this will teach them a lesson in the opposite, which would be better, to be good at marketing, being like, didn't you want three? You know, like that kind of thing. Like, I would rather teach them that. Yeah, I would rather teach a kid how to hustle.
Now that little girl's going to end up in an MLM because you taught her, like, hustle culture.
She runs a pyramid scheme because of me?
She's selling Herbalife right now. She's moved up.
My God.
She's hitting up her friends like, hey, you know, you can get this like, 2024 Barbie Malibu car.
Yeah, it's
all you have to do is sell four boxes of cookies and then get three people under you to sell four boxes of cookies.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I remember when I first bought Girl Scout cookies and I was just so like, oh, I helped someone out today. I gave this girl hope. I made her life a little bit better. I go into the store, I come out another entrance, and there's another little girl there being like, you gotta buy some Girl Scout cookies for me? And I already had one in hand, and I was like, oh.
What if you said, sorry, I already bought some from her, and she's like, get off my corner, Brittany, and she just runs and tackles her.
Heather, you bitch, just arguing at one another.
And I know I laugh about this, but I used to sell Girl Scout cookies. Yeah. As a Girl Scout. And by I used to sell Girl Scout cookies, I mean my mom used to take my cookies to work
and
at the casino and sell them all, and then people would just, she'd just come back with
it. So you didn't get a goddamn lesson out of that.
No, not at all.
No,
because kids shouldn't have to be forced to be drug dealers.
Which is
what candy is. It's drugs.
What made me feel bad about this one instance was the cute little adorable girl was on one end, the not as young and adorable girl was on the other end. Like, you know, it's like, you know, like that when you're buying it from like an adorable little 7-year-old who's like skipping over you, be like, hi, do you want this thing? And then the little 12-year-old is like, hey, how's it going? Like, I was just like, oh, sir.
Meanwhile, she's the better Girl Scout.
She, oh my God. Yeah. She, and I felt, I was like, oh, I bought it from her. I think I ended up buying one just to like,
yeah,
feel better.
So you but, basically you left with four boxes of cookies.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I'm like, here's my gift to you. Just start giving them out as a gift.
Oh no. Man.
No, I can't.
No, yeah, they had us all go to Dare, and then they were like, right after, also go home and sell all this candy to people. Yeah.
You know what?
Stay off drugs, kids. But let's hop you up on sugar.
Yeah, I actually just visited a friend at a rehab facility over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know this, but apparently they don't allow them to have sweets as part of it, as part of the program, because alcohol becomes sugar in your body. So having sweets kind of mimics that a little bit. So you kind of have to kick the sugar as well as the alcohol. Man. Yeah, that was a fucking eye opener for me. I was like,
but that's just for alcohol, right?
Yeah,
I feel like for other drugs they give them sugar.
Yeah, no, and then there were some pastries, but they were like they only allow them like very infrequently for them to do that, so that they don't get into the habit of having it within them. And I like think to myself, it's like, that's crazy that correlation exists there. And I remember just taking home two cupcakes. You know, I was like, let me alleviate this pressure from you.
I'm glad you did your part.
Yeah. Charitable.
True hero.
Beginning to end, just all the charity work
American
that I do.
Hero.
Yeah. Just, you know what? I put on my obesity 1 pound at a time, just like anyone else.
I'm doing this for you.
I'm doing this for you, America.
Is that what you do at buffets? You just scoop all the food in, look someone right in the eye?
Yeah.
I'm doing this for you.
Like, this tray's full. Let me make it easier for you. Just that, like, that fat voice. Oh, man, this is delicious.
The more I eat, the more you don't.
Yeah. Hey, you want to lose weight? Bring your food to me. Yeah, just eventually get those hands that are like, that look like marshmallows.
That's one of my favorite moments from Impractical Jokers. When they, have you watched that show?
No.
Oh my God. Do you know the show?
I know what the show is. I remember seeing a couple things that amused me, but I had this weird protest against it because one of my coworkers was like, this guy looks so much like you that I took a little bit of offense to it. And the guy who would use
the
hat.
The hat.
So
I don't think he looks like you at all.
And no, but back in the day, they would be like, he looks like you because you guys both wear
like
the hats.
He looks like Rosie O'Donnell's son, but he doesn't look like you.
Yeah, I technically look like Rosie O'Donnell's son.
Rosie O'Donnellson?
Rosie O'Donnellson, her Latin son. Yeah.
But no, so basically they do pranks or whatever, but like... It's structured in a way where on some of, like, usually there's other people and like an earpiece
telling them what to say to take it one step further. Yeah.
And sometimes they do like head-to-head competitions where it's just like who can get the most of something. And this one was at a buffet and it was who can get the most amount of stolen food on their plate
from other people's
plates? Got mad then weigh it.
Yeah.
And like once people started getting mad, you just had to go weigh it before you got kicked out.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. There was a point where like a dude was sitting there looking, you know, at the buffet line. He had chicken on his plate. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys just reached under the thing and like grabbed a piece of chicken right off his plate.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It's like, it's so disrespectful, but it's so funny. Like I'd be pissed if that happened to me, but watching it on TV, I'm
Did they show the guy's face or was it blurred out?
That might have been one where they showed his face.
Okay, so that
there's
still,
some,
he
probably, yeah, oh yeah. No, they do tell them, so, but the people who blur, they just don't approve of their image being used.
Yeah.
Like, there was one chick, there was one guy, he just scooped, like, most of his plate off to, like, try to make the tie.
Yeah.
Goes like, the fuck?
What I love about that is that sometimes when, I always have to point this out to people that are like, oh man, that show is, I'm like, that show's scripted. They're like, it's not scripted. Not Impractical Jokers, but like other shows.
There's
like,
probably scripted elements to
it. I'm sure there is, but like, you know, but there's always like this thing of like, that show's scripted. Like, how can you tell? I'm like, well, two things. One, if they show their face, that means that they had to sign some kind of consent form releasing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they give them like $100, but ultimately they don't necessarily have to give them anything. The other part of it is there was a camera inside already. Like, if you're seeing the door open and you're seeing it from the inside perspective, that means they were already mic'd up and there was already a camera in there. So clearly, it's a fucking scripted situation. But with stuff like that, it's like, you can play the prank on somebody, but you have if you reveal to them afterwards that it's a prank, then that's when they sign the waiver and that's when they have fun with it. So that's what I would be, like, I've been the person to, not on a prank show, but like on a show where somebody walks into the shot. I'm like, excuse me, can we get the form? Can we get the, you know, whatever?
See, I feel like, and I'm going to sound old, but like.
Back in my day?
Yeah. Thank you for saying it. Taking that weight off my shoulders. But I feel like back in the day, like the pranks that you would see were more real because it was before everyone was like, oh shit, you can make a career out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Now I can just make funny pranks.
Yeah.
Because, like, I watch these, and you can tell, especially when those prank couples came out, oh, I'm so happy that trend ended.
It died.
Because it was so annoying, because the pranks were like, leave him.
Yeah.
If people are really doing this, like, leave. This has gone beyond pranks. This is abuse.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend's using pranks to abuse you. And you know that they're both in on it, and it's like not a prank, and the acting was always bad, and as an actor watching bad actors, I'm like, ugh, at least do better.
I would prefer those kinds of pranks versus the ones where, like, a friend of mine who is a comedian who doesn't live here anymore, who he was like, he's a guy in his mid-40s, he's shopping at a grocery store, and some guy comes by and moans in his ear and then takes off running, and now the video is my friend chasing him, like, be like, get the fuck back here kind of thing. And it just became this, and it was a kind of prank where it wasn't really a prank, where it was just like, I didn't touch you, I didn't harm you, so you can't do anything to me, but I'm going to do something.
Yeah, I don't like those.
I don't like those.
Or the ones where you're in a store shopping and someone just throws something at you.
Yeah, it's like,
if you have to physically touch me,
yeah,
it's not a good prank.
Yeah.
If you're humiliating me, it's not fun. Like, Bushman, I think, is about the extent of, like, what I think is a funny prank. Like,
yeah.
Little scares and then move on.
Yeah, know? Little startles, but he's friendly with you afterwards. Yeah. He's not doing it to be mean. And now people, when they see it, they're almost excited. Like, oh, my God, I just got a bush startling.
Yeah, and then, like, there was one years ago where this guy made, like, this little demon thing that he put on a drone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, flying through a park, like, ah! And, like, every black person that it went after was just gone.
Out of there.
Out. And I was like, yeah, my people.
Did you ever see, there was I'm trying to remember if it was Jimmy Kimmel or one of those, like, shows where it was a Halloween-themed segment, and it was in Hollywood, and these kids who were, like, trick-or-treating were going in, and it was, like, Jason Voorhees or whatever, like, standing there, and the kids get all, like, really scared, and then a little black girl walks in, and she goes, no, and she just leaves. Like, she just pieces the fuck out of there. Like, she doesn't even. She's just like, I'm good. Like, she knew better. She's like, nah, I'm good. Big scary white dude. I'm the fuck out of here.
Now, our last episode. Did I tell you about the Halloween theme party that we went to?
No, you didn't. But before you get to that, I just want to say one prank thingy that I love.
Yeah,
there is a British show. I forget what it's called, but they had the weirdest, like, shortest segments of pranks. And it would be like this guy who would have a giant phone that he would start yelling into in the subway. He'd be like, hello, like just like yelling into it. Everybody around him's like, what the fuck's happening? And then there would be a news, quote unquote, news report. He's like, people these days are startled by technology. And this guy walks up to a random woman. He goes, technology. And she just gets like terrified. And that's the entirety of it.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what other ones I don't like is what? Like,
yeah,
on some of those Japanese shows where people like fall through floors.
Oh, yeah. Like they put screens and it looks like the floor gave away underneath them.
Yeah. Or like where they literally release like a trap door and they fall down a long ass slide into like a studio audience.
Yeah. Imagine going in for a job.
Vat of, like,
yeah. Job interview. And then all of a sudden you're going down a slide and
I'd be so pissed.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a job. I'm like already on the
desperate
edge.
Yeah,
do not throw me down a slide. Or there was one where like you go into a porta potty and then all of a sudden it starts raising the porta potty, so you're just sitting on it with your ass out.
Yeah. Or the one where that's a porta potty.
I'm fighting if I'm elevated over a porta potty. Like someone's getting beat up that day.
Imagine you're in a porta potty. Fucking drop it a deuce. A really explosive, uncomfortable situation where you're like, I'm already in a porta potty in public.
Yeah.
Then you open the doors and they've rearranged everything so it looks like the porta potty opens into a conference room in the middle of a meeting.
Yeah.
Like that shit is just like, I'm like, you guys heard everything that was going on in there and you got PAs running around setting up chairs and shit. Like that is really unfucking comfortable. I understand the humor behind it, but I would not consent to that because I'd be like, yeah, in this video, what's funny is I was taking a shit, and then I came out regretting what I had eaten for lunch, and now I'm surrounded by a bunch of people in suits. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'd be
cool. I'd be like up there, like, is this legal for me to be up here with my ass out? I didn't consent for my ass to be out to the world.
Imagine being in a porta potty, and then the bottom gives out, and you're going down a slide.
Someone in Japan is like, write that down.
Oh, that's a great idea. Let's fucking get it going. Oh, my God.
They're going to invite us to be on a show. This Japanese company wants us to be on a show. Okay. We're going to go interview.
Oh, my God.
Can you use the restroom real quick?
Yeah. I mean, we do get a lot of downloads in a couple of Asian countries. So, you know,
Yeah, I'm not using the restroom in any fucking Japanese offices. It's just going to drop down into a slide and put me in front of a studio audience covered in like marinara sauce.
And it's going to be like the four stalls that were like being used all drop at the same time. And they're like, who will get first place, second place, third place? You know, like
the fucking Mario Kart music plays as you slide down.
They just all the way down.
I would be so mad.
That would be the fucking worst.
I would be so mad, and I would laugh every time I watched it, but I would be so mad.
The look on my face would be so confused the entire time. I'm just like, I didn't even realize that I took an edible. Like, what is this experience?
I would just lay there. They'd be like, are you okay? Yeah. Like, I don't want to get up.
So you went to a Halloween party, huh?
No, so at this Halloween party, it's like horror themed, you know? And the way to get in, you always have to go through some little gauntlet, some little cute thing that they set up for you. Usually it's like some kind of haunted house. People jump out at you. The usual.
Yeah.
So this time we go and they wait for a full group to get there, come through the doors, and then they lead you into this little side room and tell you the rules, like no cameras or filming in this room, and you have to wait until you get to the main room to be able to use cameras. And you're like, huh, that's weird. Doesn't seem like any of this is like copyrighted. And he's like, all right, and now to your night. And then they open this door and this completely full Monty naked woman with like this mask on, this like lace head covering. Crown thing comes out,
like real naked or like fake
straight
naked?
Up naked.
Okay, gotcha.
And I was like, oh, that's why we can't have cameras in this room, you know. And every adult was like, oh, okay,
yeah,
you know, did not expect that. All right. And then she starts leading us out to the pathway, and this dude next to me, as we start to move towards, because Matt and I were the closest to where she was to lead, he like jumps out and he's like, ooh, and he looks back at his friends like, and I immediately was like, you are the scariest part of this, sir.
Yes, absolutely.
You are in your 50s. Grow the fuck up. It is a vagina.
Yeah.
Like, act like you've seen a pair of titties before, sir. She's at work. Yeah. And it was so weird because I had Matt go in front of me because I was like, I don't want to be near this dude. And then we had to go through this tube that was basically like, you know, like the kind of plastic covering that they put over like gym mats almost, like that thick kind of like vinyl. So it was like this wall, and each side had like vinyl cloth and just air being pushed in. So it made like this big air tunnel, like a womb that you had to like crawl through, and both sides were pushing you. And I was like, this is not cool because my makeup is sliding off on the walls of this. Like, this thing is going to be streaked with everyone's makeup. This isn't sanitary. But we got through. And like the guy was in front and he just kept tripping. So everyone behind him is now falling over him. The guy who rushed to be in the front is now affecting everyone behind him because I think he thought he made a wrong turn. It was just straight. Just a straight line.
The pervert who just wanted to be the closest one to the naked woman.
Yeah. And then she like, and she didn't even go through the tube.
Yeah.
Because she was just like that way.
Yeah.
So it's like you did all that running to get ahead.
You know what it was.
And then you had to be first to walk through this too. She probably was supposed to lead us through, and she's like, fuck this guy.
Yeah. I bet you it was like, oh, I'm going to see this woman bent over in front of me, and I'm going to get too close
to her. And I'm
like,
going to help her, help and push her through. And
like, he was thinking this was, about, so when my family went to Hawaii last year, we went to a luau like the second to last night, and there was a moment where... Like, and each row of the thing is like a row of tables right next to each other. And then in the front, they would kind of pull like a random guy from each one. And then the hula dancers would come out and kind of like dance around these guys. And they would have the guys go up on stage and do a dance off. My family was rooting for me to go up there because they know I would like go up there and just be real like an idiot up there. And
you went up there and showed them that those lessons you've been taking on hula have been
working. They pulled off. No, actually, I didn't get chosen. Somebody else got chosen from my group. But there was a guy who was like, similarly, like in his 50s, this like older dude. And he's just kind of like dancing and having fun. And he's like looking at the women. He's like doing all these like hand gesture-y things. And he's like, yeah, I'm having so much fun. But then he's like also like getting oddly close to them and like trying to like flirt with him, like if he's at a club, like getting rid of fuck. Man, he's in front of his family. He's in front of families, like children and all this stuff.
And his wife is just sitting there smiling through the pain.
Yeah, and you could tell that this guy's like slowly starting to get like aroused or whatever. Like you kind of get this sense, and he's like, "Oh, this is fun. I'm loving this." And we're just watching this guy, and we are all getting irked by this situation because he is just like. And then afterwards, when he got off stage and he went to his people, of course, the dudes were like high-fiving him, being like, yeah, yeah, you know, white men come over here and colonize again. And like, and it was just one of those things. And when they were leaving, you could hear kind of the attitude from the women in his group who were not happy with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, hey, we're on vacation. We're, you know, I could, you know, it's like, we're just having fun. You know, they the locals, they want this, you know, like that kind of shit. I was like, come. I'm like, you're the reason why I didn't want to fucking come to Hawaii in the first place. Yeah. So like, this just felt nasty.
Ugh.
I know. It was such a, like, it was the place, coming from a place of like,
I hope that guy has hemorrhoids right now.
I mean, he's sitting funny on a flight for sure. Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's.
Oh, man. I hope he has a hangnail on his thumb.
He does. Yeah.
I like wishing just like.
The weirdest inconveniences.
Yeah, just minor inconveniences that can ruin your day.
Oh, I really hope his pen runs out of ink, you know, like while he's trying to sign something. And then he like checks to see if he saw his ink left on the corner of the page and it starts like coming back and then he goes back to sign again, but it's out of ink again.
And then it rips the paper.
Yeah, then he pokes a hole through it and then they got to like start all over
again. I hope he sharpens his pencil and gets it to a perfect point and as soon as he presses it down on the paper, it breaks again.
Yeah, you know what I hope? I hope that he sharpens the pencil to the perfect point and before he starts writing down, the lead just falls out. It just falls out.
I hope he tries to switch to a mechanical pencil and he clicks it twice, but then the lead just won't catch anymore.
And I hope when he tries to erase something, the eraser slides in because it was the last bit of eraser. So now he's just scraping it with that part of the pencil.
This is what I hope for that guy.
Yeah. It's the best because you're not really hoping harm. You're just hoping an inconvenience.
I hope he gets a paper cut every time he opens a book.
Yeah. I hope he opens the book, but then the paper falls out of the actual binding.
I hope every time he scrolls his phone, he accidentally drops it on his face.
Yeah. I hope that when he's on some girl's Instagram, he accidentally likes an old photo. Like that. I'm hoping that for this man.
Oh, my God.
And you know, it's like going to be like an employee at the restaurant that he was just at. Yeah. Like, he's just like, oh, that server, she's kind of amazing.
I hope he hits enter on a Word document and then fucks up the layout and then can't get it back and has to just delete the whole thing and start over.
I hope that his 50-page document that he's printing jams halfway through and then he's out of paper. And then when he starts over, it skips several pages and he doesn't know how to select specific pages when he does a reprint. So he has to do the whole thing all over again.
And then half his pages are perfect. And then the bottom half are just streaked with a little bit of paint.
Yeah. And then the last few pages are in blue because he ran out of black ink.
Yep. You're out of magenta, bitch.
Oh, my God. Sir. That's what we hope for you.
There's just one guy out there having the worst luck today. Like, what is happening?
Yeah. It's like, what podcast is... putting this voodoo curse on me. Why is my Fat Tuesday falling apart on me?
I love that we started this out talking about religion and ended up sending spells and curses.
I mean, that's really what it's all about. To a guy
we don't know.
We don't know him at all.
He's probably a great guy. I was having a bad day. He was not.
I mean, I would say he was definitely drunk and he forgot that he was...
Yeah. What,
I'm not excusing it. He's
still a dick.
No, absolutely. But I'm saying is I know, I'm sure he was like drunk when he said that comment and I'm sure that somebody made him feel bad about it, but I doubt he learned any kind of lesson from it. So
no.
He needs these little pushes and stuff. Those kinds of days somehow hit so hard when like those little inconveniences happen.
Because they always happen right after something bigger's happened that you just calmed yourself down and went like, you know what?
Yeah.
I am not going to let this ruin my day. Yeah. And then your belt loop gets hooked on the door and you're like, fuck everyone.
Yeah. It's been, I mean, I remember, I know I've told this story about the time when I kind of went off on a Taco Bell employee.
What a low point.
What that was rough. And I had apologized to her afterwards, but at the same time, I was like, you got to be better at customer service. I'm like, when I think about it more, I'm like, she was like maybe like 18.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have yelled at this child.
Probably not.
You know, I mean, it was during
you've atoned.
It was during a school day, so for sure she was at least like outside of high school.
Okay.
So, but yes, I absolutely atoned. I was like, I am very sorry about that. I was like, but you know what, you gotta do. No,
nope.
No, I didn't. I apologized. I apologized for my behavior because I mean, when you make a child cry, if you don't apologize.
You're a monster. You made her cry?
She cried. I mean, yeah, because I remember I felt so fucking bad.
You should.
I don't feel currently, but I felt at the time. I mean, it's, look, when I'm in Hawaii at just the locals. No.
They like this.
They like this. They like, want it. Oh my God. No. It was, and it was just like, she was letting people cut in front of me over and over again. And then when the last person stopped cutting, she's like, okay, how can I help you? I was like, you should have fucking told those people to wait their fucking turn. And not let people cut in front or whatever. Like, I was just so mad because of that. And I was, and I afterwards I was like, I apologize. I'm having a day. I was not a fan. You know? And yeah. And she was just kind of like, it's okay. I was like, it's not. Like, I felt so bad. I was.
You should.
Yeah. And then I remember like a couple weeks later, I was like really fucking livid. There was a guy who. The second one happened at the same Taco Bell, which is like, I don't even go to Taco Bell that frequently.
So they just have a picture of you in the back, like, watch out for this asshole.
Watch out for this asshole.
I guarantee you they talk about you.
I went to, because what they would do there is like, you know when they close the inside, but you can still go through the drive through for like another hour or so?
Mm-hmm.
I went through the drive through and they got my order wrong. And I tried to go in to have them fix it. And there was an employee sitting there texting on his phone. And he sits there and I knock on the door. I was like, hey, you guys messed up my order. And then he looks up at me. And then he goes back down and looks at his phone. And he just kind of ignores it. And then he gets up and he walks away so I can't see him anymore. Oh, boy, did that piss me the fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went through and I was like, you know. And then I go through the line again. I was like, hey, I'm like, you guys messed up this order, this and that. He's like, oh, guy's like, oh, I'm sorry. Come around. So I go there. I'm like, hey, that guy right there. And then I was like, look, I'm like, I don't know if you guys, I'm like, is your supervisor in or anything like that? He's like, no. I'm like, okay, what's your name? He's like, the guy's like Steve or whatever. I was like, okay, cool, Steve. I'm like, so here's the thing. I'm going to come
totally
by.
Totally his real name.
Has his little name badge.
Yeah, so okay.
Sure. He probably wore somebody else's name badge. Yeah. It's totally possible. But I was like, look, I'm going to come by tomorrow to talk to your supervisor about that guy right there. I was like, and if I find out that you didn't report him, I'm going to report you kind of thing. And I was like,
you went full on Karen.
One. I was fucking on one. And then when I left.
Was your hair in one of those like.
Yes, it
comb
was.
Over bangs.
I was like, stop filming me. with your. Yeah. No, but I remember being balayage. So annoyed. And I was like, I told him, like, look, I'm like, here's what happened. And I explained to him. He goes, I'm sorry. I'll have a talk with him. I'm like, you should. And then I remember leaving out. Then before I left, I was like, by the way, I'm not going to report anything to anybody. I just want you to talk to him because that was fucking rude. And I left. But like, I immediately took the wind out of that thing because I wasn't really that mad. I just wanted to put the fear of God in this guy just a little bit.
To teach him a lesson.
Yeah.
That's the most Karen thing. I feel like you would have been a less of a Karen if you'd actually made the complaint.
Nah. No. I'd be like,
psych.
Yeah, no. And
do
I
you
mean,
think you are God?
I am God. Oh, buddy, you don't realize it, but you just got yourself fired, you know, or whatever it
from
is.
From heaven.
Yeah. From heaven. I was being a Karen. You're saying, like, I'm being a God Karen? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. My
goddamn Karen.
Goddamn Karens. Oh, man.
So, oh, what a great Fat Tuesday we're having. We're just getting it all out.
It's just
getting it all out.
Yeah, I feel all loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
Loosey-goosey?
Yeah. Ooh. The goosey's about to get all loosey.
You Lucifer goosey?
Yeah. The loose is on the loose.
Watch us now have, like, terrible nightmares and fucking paranormal activity.
Like everything,
he's like, "Oh, you want to bring up my name, bitch?" Or I was like, defending you.
Or like God's like, that was cute. That was cute.
Yeah, you guys think you're funny with your little podcast? Yeah. Your equipment starts smoking.
Yeah, and your teeth fall out. I'm just like, oh no,
I can still talk shit with no teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt and I are going on a road trip in April.
Oh, nice. Where are y'all going?
We're going to Texas to go see the eclipse.
You told me about that. Actually, now somebody else is going.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. I'm so excited. I'm such a dork. Yeah. And I'm so happy I found someone who I was like, I want to go see the eclipse. And he's like, let's plan it.
Yeah, that's kind of
That's what I need in my life.
The two other places are like Alaska and Mexico or something. And, and my buddy was...
Not Alaska.
No, not Alaska, but somewhere northern.
It's going from like Mexico up through like Texas and ending in Maine.
Maine, there you go. I'm so sorry, Maine. But like Maine, but the problem with Maine is that
super cloudy, expensive, cold, and yeah,
and all this other shit. So visibility might be shit.
That's why we decided we were first looking at the Midwest and cities like that, and then we were like, maybe we'll just go to Texas, where it's more likely we'll have good weather to see it. Because I'd be pissed if we drove all that way and it was like cloudy.
Oh God, that would suck. That's
just saw the sky and then the light disappear for a second.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that would look cool too. But I was like, oh man, we're about to drive from here to Texas. Do you know what year it is?
Yeah.
2024?
I mean, I've heard horror stories.
It's a Jeepers Creeper year.
Yeah, it's going to be, you're just driving and going in a van is catching up to you. Yeah,
yeah, if I see Bead in you, I'm going to be like, hit it, babe. Yeah. We're not stopping for shit.
You're going to go see an eclipse, and I was going to be like, do you want to borrow my telescope?
You have a telescope?
It's a little one, but yeah, it's cool.
You have a telescope?
Yeah,
you know. Can I borrow it?
Yeah, go for it.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah, I like using it over That's here the happiest... the overlook, because it has a really beautiful view of the city, and there's a clear shot of the moon.
Okay.
Yeah.
You better be pointing that shit up.
It's not, well, there's...
If you end up on any articles, I am throwing you right under the bus.
Local man uses telescope onto 405 freeway. Like, there really isn't much, like, the view is really fucking far away. It's not like looking into people's homes.
I'm saying, don't be pointing
that in. Yeah, like, hey, Ariel, what you doing?
If an article comes out, creepy man.
Yeah. Creepy man checks on his neighbors.
Uses his telescope. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Guess I got to run this podcast alone.
I'm like, hey, if you want to borrow my binoculars and my and my night vision goggles.
I'll come with the cops when they come to pick you up. I'm like, Ariel, what are you doing here? I'm just getting the equipment. I guess I got to keep this going while you're in jail.
Hey, if you want to borrow my two-way mirror. just...
You know the one from the bathroom you always use?
Yeah. By the way, you really need to wash your hands longer.
Fuck you. I work in food service. I wash my nails underneath, Ariel, it's between called the fingers and up the wrist. You know why?
Well, yeah.
Sanitation.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, Ariel, that's two-ply. You're using way too much.
That's why my hands are all dry. Wash so much and with hot water.
Yeah, See talk that? About Ash Wednesday.
I know, right? Ash Tuesday.
Oh, man, we should get out of here. Let's go home. Oh, you know what? We have a show March 1st at the Haha Comedy Club.
Ha ha.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about it. What if I just closed that show out myself?
Oh, you're going to headline?
I think I'm going to headline. I think I'm going to have fun with this one. I'm going to headline. I'm going to be the guy who goes up last.
You're going to be the guy.
I'm going to be the guy. Maybe it'll be great. Maybe it won't. Who the fuck gives a shit? I'm going to have fun with it.
You won't know until you try it.
That's true.
And then what's going to happen? We have a bad show and people are going to be like, die!
Imagine if I was that bad that people were just like, I want my money back. I'm like, you got him free, but fuck you. Yeah.
Oh man, people do send death threats for the dumbest shit, so
yeah,
I'd be like, this is what they're mad about? Bad show? We've said so much on the podcast.
Yeah, like, it might, which goes to show you didn't listen to the podcast like you said you would. Yeah, no. Oh yeah, so March 1st we're gonna be tickets will be available soon. If you follow us on Instagram at I am Jose Chavez for myself, and Ariel is
at Ariel _ Washington, A-E-R-I-A-L.
Yeah, and if you follow us, we'll be posting about that, so you'll be able to get them tickets. Come out and support us, because that always looks good for us.
Oh, and hey, if you follow us, send a little message. Let us know that you came from the podcast.
Yeah, let us know. Like,
sometimes I just get follows. I'm like, who is this?
Yeah, just follow. You know what? Don't even be like, hey. Just be like, the podcast sent me, and that's it.
Yeah.
And if we try to befriend you, say no thank you.
Yeah, I just want to appreciate you from afar.
Yeah, just from afar.
And then, like, don't make it weird, too, when you say hey, and we're like, hey, thanks for the listen. Don't be like, tell me all your secrets now.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get that.
Yeah, and don't suggest guests.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what, my cousin, he's really funny. You should have him on. He has a truck.
Oh, and don't suggest jokes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is a conversation.
Yeah. And by the way, if you do want to suggest a topic, that's great.
Yeah.
We like that.
That we like.
Yeah. But don't make us say specific words. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like
send us cool things and, you know, like, be happy.
Yeah. Send us, you know what? Send us the
memes. We love memes.
Yeah. Send us. What did you do for Fat Tuesday? You know what was your gluttonous thing you did in preparation for being a good person for the next whatever days?
That's what we should do every week. We should do like a, here's what you should send us if you follow one of us or the main podcast page this week.
Yeah.
Send us your best dog meme.
Yeah. Send us your best. You know what? Send me hedgehog memes. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I want hedgehog
memes. We want to see hedgehog memes this week.
Yeah. Send us hedgehog memes and let us know. And I hope that you have yourself a blessed Ash Wednesday. A wonderful Valentine's Day or Galentine's Day, depending on who you're doing. Or if it's
today is Galentine's Day.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Tomorrow for the lonely men, it's Palentine's Day.
No, you can't have Valentine's Day. You can have the day after.
The day after. Okay.
That can be Palentine's Day.
Palentine's Day will be on the 15th. Fine. And then, you know.
Someone this year called. They were like, what's next? Single de Mayo? One of the comments was like, as much as you're trying to make fun, that's genius and I'm using it.
Yeah, that's fucking great. Single de Mayo. That is fucking amazing. Oh my God. You know what? I feel like I need to do like a speed dating event and call it that Single de Mayo.
Single de Mayo.
Oh my God. That's a great fucking idea. Let's try to remember that. Yeah, let's try to remember that. Yeah, yeah. Let's do that. All right, y'all. Take care. Keep life awkward. And we'll see you real soon. I miss you already. Bye-bye.
Bye. Boing.